Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, it's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Freddie Lang left the house, he told Penny Gibbs he was on his way to the farm. But several hours later, Freddie's father-in-law, Paul Williams, phoned to ask where Freddie was. No more has been heard from Freddie since morning. So when the phone rings in the Gibbs home, Nora, Freddie's wife, rushes anxiously to answer it.
Hello?
Hello, Nora.
Oh, Freddie, where are you?
Well, I'm not at the farm, Nora. I took a shortcut and had engine trouble out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, crickets, I'm glad that's all it was. I was thinking awful things.
I'm sorry I worried you, Nora. I guess Dad called and wondered why I wasn't at the farm, huh?
Yes, he did. I wasn't here, but Penny answered the phone and told me all about it as soon as I got back. Where are you now?
Well, I'm on my way back to the car. I had to walk almost all the way back to town to get a part that broke. That's what was wrong with the engine. I tried to fix it out there on the road until I found a part that was broken, and that's what took me so long. I didn't know that Dad would phone, or I'd have...
It doesn't matter now, darling, as long as you're all right.
Yeah, sure, I'm okay. And tell Penny I'm okay, too, will you? I guess I'm worrying everybody these days, huh?
Oh, we worry about you because we love you, Freddie.
Thanks a lot. Why anybody loves a jerk like me, I'll never know. Guess you must be all nuts.
Only about you, darling. Are you coming home as soon as you get the car fixed?
Well, not right away, no, Nora. I think I'd better go on out to the farm. And if Dad calls again, tell him I'll be there in about an hour, huh?
All right, I'll tell him. I think he is going to call back.
Good. I've probably got him worried, too, eh? Well, I'll see you later, darling.
Bye, Freddie.
Bye now.
Oh, you made that short and sweet, darling.
Yeah, Helen, good and short. Because I don't like to lie to my wife.
You don't like me. You don't like lying. You don't like this. You don't like that. What do you like?
I like being left alone. And I like people to keep their promises, too.
Meaning?
Helen, you know what I mean. You said you'd get out of town if I gave you money. Well, I gave you money.
And you're going to give me more.
I don't have any more.
Well, there's a lot of it around. You used to know how to get it when there was a lot of it around.
I've learned a new way to get it. Work for it. And that's what I do for my money now.
Well, you don't make enough to suit me. When do I get more?
You don't.
Freddie, you don't want trouble from me, do you?
No, I... Trouble from you? What do you call what I'm getting from you right now?
Not trouble, Freddie. Not trouble compared to what you'll get if I don't get what I want.
Well, if what you want is money, go get it from somebody else. I'm as good as broke.
I don't care if you're starving.
Helen, I'm not thinking about myself. It's Nora. A wife costs money, even if she does work. And we're going to have a baby, too. Nora has to have lots of things, and we have to save what we can for the baby.
Of all the ham speeches I've heard, that's the hammiest. Wait till I give you some little hearts and flowers music, and maybe you'll make me cry.
Look, Helen, don't get me sore. I'm liable to do something we'll both be sorry for.
You're not going to do anything but get me money. And all the money I want. No matter what you have to do for it.
I'm not turning crooked for you or anybody else.
You've turned rover boy in the worst way, ain't you?
I'm not the punk I used to be when you knew me, Helen. At least I'm trying not to be.
You're still no good, Freddie. You always were and you always will be. Ain't you the guy who said he'd never do a lick of work in his life?
Yes, that was before I found out that
It's fun to work. It's fun when you've got something and somebody to work for.
Oh, it's that old squeeze, huh? All for the wife and kiddies, eh?
Look, Helen, let me show you something. It's a picture of Nora. And there, look at that.
Hmm.
Look at that face. Do you blame me for wanting to be a good guy?
Hey, she's all right, isn't she?
Sure is, Helen.
Long blonde hair, nice big blue eyes, soft sweet face.
Mm-hmm.
Is she really this good to look at?
Oh, she's better than that. Most beautiful girl I've ever known.
Yeah, she sure is a looker.
Hey, that's the only picture I've got. Don't tear it up.
It's already torn up. And this is what I'll do to that sweet face of hers if I have to.
Helen, you lay a hand on Nora and I'll be...
Now, don't go making threats, darling. Or you'll do something we'll both be sorry for. Remember? Here. Here's your wife's picture. Don't say I didn't give the pieces back to you.
Thanks.
And don't forget to tell her why it's torn up and who did it.
Nora doesn't know anything about you, and she's not going to know anything about you.
Why not? Ashamed of me?
Nora doesn't know that people like you exist, and I don't want her to know it.
She knows you exist, doesn't she? And she knows what kind of a guy you are. Or, doesn't she?
She knows what I am, and she knows what I was.
Ha ha, I'll bet. Well, little Helen could tell her a thing or two that little Freddie, just forgot to mention.
I've told her everything.
Everything? About stealing?
Yes, everything.
About going to jail?
Yes, about going to jail and getting out and then going back again.
And about us?
I've told her that I've done a barrel full of dumb things in my life, Helen. And that included liking you.
And promising to marry me?
For Pete's sake, Helen. What did I know about getting married when I promised that? I was just a dumb kid.
And
I
you're
didn't know
still
any...
a dumb kid if you think you're going to live on Easy Street while I go around bumming nickels and dimes for a living.
Well, you can go to work the way I have.
What can I do, plow fields? Oh, no. Now, little Helen don't like work. But she likes to live and eat. And you're going to see that she does. I want money, Freddie, lots of it. Or maybe I'll get lonesome and pay your wife a little social call.
Please, Helen. Stay away from Nora.
Why? Are you afraid of what I'll tell her?
You know I am. Please, Helen, look. Give me a break, will you? I've never done anything to hurt you.
You ain't done much to help me either.
I've helped you all I can.
The big businessman thinks a few bucks is help, huh?
I did the best I could. What little money I have in the bank now I need for Nora and the baby and the farm.
I don't give two pins for your Nora, your baby, or your farm. All I care about is Helen. Helen, understand me. I want $1,000.
$1,000? Oh, look, Helen.
$1,000, Rover boy. And get it up, see?
Helen, I don't have $1,000. You might just as well stop now trying to get it.
Okay. You're going to the farm from here, huh?
I've got to.
Well, have a nice time behind the plow. Well, I think I'll put on my face and go see your wife. She
Helen,
must be...
I'm warning you. You stay away from Nora. I don't want you to go near her.
Warning me? Why, Freddie, that sounds like a threat. But I'm not afraid of threats. Not one bit afraid of threats.
No? Well, get this. You just try once to see Nora, Helen Burroughs, and I'll kill you.
You'll kill me? Why, Freddie, you...
Don't laugh, Helen. Don't laugh, because I mean it. I'll kill you. So you better get out of Rossville before they slip you out the car.
Nora, this is Penny.
Oh, Penny, I heard from Freddie a little while ago.
Oh, darling, I'm glad. That was my reason for phoning. Is he all right?
Yes, he had trouble with the car and the shortcut to the farm.
I told you there wasn't anything to worry about, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Oh, but Crickets, I just couldn't keep from thinking awful things.
Well, maybe this will teach you not to think things like that. Nora, I'm taking the bus for home now. Do you need anything?
No, I got everything I needed this morning.
Well, I'll be home in about half an hour unless I miss my bus.
Oh, dinner will be for another half hour yet.
Good. I'm glad Freddie's all right. Well, I'll see you in a while. Bye.
Bye, Penny.
Oh, golly. Driver, wait a minute. Driver. Oh,
golly. Oh, darn.
Hey, Gypsy.
Freddie, this is lucky. I just missed my bus.
Yeah, and I almost went through a red light. You going home?
Yes, I am.
Come on, hop in.
Thanks.
That's where I'm heading to.
Oh.
All set?
Yeah, thanks.
I hear I had you and Nora upset again today, huh? I'm not doing so well, am I?
Well, we did wonder why he didn't show up at the farm.
Did Nora tell you it was engine trouble?
Yeah.
Ah, you can't say this isn't the longest red light in town, can you?
You just getting in from the farm, Freddie?
Yeah.
Oh.
I get it, Gibbsy. You wonder why I'm on this side of town when the highway to the farm is on the other side, huh?
No. No, it isn't my business.
Well, I had to attend to a little matter over here before I went home, that's
all.
Look,
Freddie, you don't have to explain to me.
Well, look, I don't want you to think I'm pulling a fast one on anybody, Penny. And you remember yesterday when I said that I had my problem licked?
Yes.
Well, it hit back today. Now it's licking me.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to be sorry if I can't do something about it.
Look, Freddie, I will ask one question. But you don't have to answer it. You're in trouble over some girl, aren't you?
Huh? Well, what makes you think that?
Because I remember that phone call. I answered the phone. Freddie, it was a girl asking for you, and you told me not to say anything to Nora about it. Well, she is the reason for your trouble, isn't she?
Yeah, Gibbsy. Yeah, she sure is the reason.
I see. Can I help you in any way?
No, there's nothing you can do. Thanks just the same. Penny, this dame is just too rough for you.
Freddie, I was smart enough to know that she was the cause of your troubles. Maybe I'm smart enough to handle her.
Yeah?
Yeah. Think about it a while, will you? Because if you need help, you know I'll give you all I can.
Thanks a lot, Penny. I'll think it over, too. The question is, though, if you try to help me out of a jam, will you end up in a jam yourself? And you know what? I think the answer is yes.
Freddie has begun to confide in Penny. Will this aid him in his attempt to protect Nora? Or will Penny try to help and only make matters worse? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Right, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger cut beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat for your money, because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Make it a rule to get Kroger cut beef at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.